This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite streaming live online. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping out in a coronavirus effort right now, keeping America free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks and everybody working out there in the oil fields all around the country, all around the world. Thank you for what you do, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and make sure you like the page. And then when you do that, and I see you do that, then I stick you over into the chat room so you can get involved in the chat over there, too, that we got going on with, I don't know, about 80 people right now. And it's been kind of quiet for the last 5 minutes, but I'm sure they're going to wake up in a minute because Denise Simon, BoundaryCode.com, is here with us. And good morning.
Morning.
Now, it's a great day in the neighborhood. We got all kinds of things going on here, all of which are important. But I suppose we'll start out with these states. Now, during the break, we mentioned this. New Jersey, New York, and Louisiana have extended their stay-at-home order beyond where they were at. They've renewed them. And in the particular case of New York State, the governor there has really inflamed a bunch of people upstate, because where they don't have the problems they're having down in New York City, he shut basically the whole state down until the end of May.
Is it the end of May or May the 15th? I forget. The end of May?
Well, the end of May for a lot, and May the 15th, some of the non-essential places or essential places can start opening. Yep.
Okay, well, all right.
Yeah.
Be careful who you vote for.
Blue states. Well, every one of them is a blue state, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. And of course, the date that it was going to stop was going to be May the 15th, but he's extended it till the end of the month. And he said there could be some restrictions relaxed in some of the areas, we'll see. But right now he's got everybody upset. So the president, by the way, said that he would like to see some of the kids return to school before the end of the year.
I think that's just a gesture. That's a positive statement, but it's just not going to happen. School's over.
Well,
except for, they're not going to go back into a building. Let's just put it that way. They'll continue with distance learning and, online learning and all that. But, it's over with.
Well, the CDC drafted their decision tree of new guidelines, and here's what they said about the schools. This is kind of interesting. This is an example for the operations of schools. In the initial reopening phases, schools should space desks 6 feet apart, nix any field trips and school assemblies, and have the students eat lunch in their classrooms instead of the cafeteria.
Okay, but you got a schoolroom, you got a classroom that is 30 by 30 or 60 by 60. How are you going to fit everybody back in there, with desks 6 feet apart? I mean, let's be realistic.
They're going to have to cut down the size of the classroom.
Okay.
Students, right?
How do you do that? I mean, you can't. So, I mean,
well, it's just
like, those are, the recommendation's fine, but it's not feasible.
It's just like the restaurants. Wait till you hear this one about the restaurants. Restaurants should consider using throwaway menus, single-service condiments, and disposable forks, knives, and spoons, as well as dishes. They should also install sneeze guards at cash registers, limit the number of employees on a shift, have all the tables 6 feet apart, and avoid having, ready for this, buffets, salad bars, and drink stations.
Okay. Some of that's already been discussed in you know, the hospitality, restaurant, food, bar business, that's already been discussed. So, I mean, some people, I mean, it sounds good in theory, but, I mean, in practicality, you know, those businesses have to have a certain number of volume to, you know, get through their business day and meet, you know, their financial nut. So,
well, Wally chimed in and said, there goes Golden Corral.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that'll put them out of business, won't it?
Pretty much.
Yep. So there you go. And by the way, all of these McDonald's and Wendy's and Arby's and all that, they've all got the little beverage bars there that you go to, right?
Yeah. So, you know, they're going to change up procedures until such time, you know, that you still have to feed some people. I mean, some people just don't necessarily cook at home or, you know, go to the grocery store, they eat out. And so you go to the McDonald's and you go to the Wendy's and you go to the, you know, Arby's or whatever. Okay, so they're having to change that up to keep people fed. It'll eventually wean itself back, you know, based on when this whole COVID-19 thing goes away, but you know, they're trying very hard to keep the whole process, the whole food chain kind of going.
Steve just told us how they're going to do the schools, double shifts. They'll have school in the morning and school in the afternoon.
That's been recommended too. Mm-hmm. And there might be some value in that, but if you've got parents that are working, and that's a big if, coverage at home, you know, to watch over kids and whatnot, and buses and transportation, whatever, how that works out. Again, it's theory, but it may not be viable.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simons from FoundersCode.com, and Kathy is going to take us to break. Kathy, it is your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. Why don't you go on over to the Facebook page, Americans for America, and after you like the page, you'll see right there at the top of the page a logo link for the USCCA. Now, I put it over there on purpose because you can find out about getting the free gun a day giveaway. You can sign up for that, and you can find out about what membership would do for you in the USCCA. 3 levels of membership, and if you join the third level, the highest level, you can get $474 worth of free stuff, plus an opportunity to win a free gun, too. And don't forget, the USCCA is there for you. When everyone else turns around and runs, they're the ones that are going to help you when it comes to anything gun right related. So that's the Americans for America Facebook page and the USCCA logo link. Just click on that page and you'll be in business. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Guess what?
Okay, what?
Our favorite caller is on the line. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. What is your question?
Yes, sir. Captain Denise, how you doing, kids?
How are you?
Good. Anyway, Attorney General Barr on his prosecutions that he's going to start up probably about Lois Lerner and her associates and all that, or these other ones. And the second thing is there was this renowned doctor that said a University of Virginia medical school study on the hydroxychloroquine, whatever it's called, said it didn't work, and the doctor said that that study was really a sham, that they didn't do hardly anything right in it. Okay, that's about it. Bye.
All right, I know what he's talking about because we talked about that during the break, the hydroxychloroquine. But let's talk about the first thing he said. You ready?
Well, no, because I didn't realize that that Barr is looking at Lois Lerner in the IRS.
I don't. I don't think he is. I think what Barr is looking at, to be honest with you, is this stuff that we've heard about with General Flynn and...
because the IRS settled. Mm-hmm. They settled with, I think, pretty much all of the
right.
conservative groups except maybe one or two. And one of them may be True the Vote. Because they wanted this thing to go the whole process. So I can't help them on the Lois Lerner thing.
No, I don't know anything about that, but I do know the story that came out yesterday that was about Attorney General Barr and what he was doing, and it dealt with the FBI and the people that had run the general through the ringer. Here it is. Barr to prosecutors look for unconstitutional virus rules. That's part of it. By the way, he's looking at the governor of Michigan.
Well, he's doing several things. I mean, it's not like, mm-hmm. you know, he's got his Department of Justice going down several paths here, and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're getting very close because of the time of year. Remember, we were promised late spring on the John Durham thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly have the Sidney Powell thing because the documents were coughed up and they were essentially extorted, General Flynn, because they were going to go after his son. So she now has the documents to necessarily prove that. I think today or tomorrow, Roger Stone is supposed to report to prison.
Yep.
So there may be an emergency stay on that one. I don't know yet, but there's, you know, it's kind of a big, huge change of topic here, so we're not talking about lockdowns and mm-hmm. you know, pandemics and, you know, all this other nonsense. So there's other things that are going on, and A.G. Barr, he's kind of cracked the whip of all of his departments over there at the Department of Main Justice.
Well, here's something that we do need to talk about, and that is the fact that we may be looking at a supply chain breaking when it comes to food, meat shortages amidst the coronavirus thing that's going on right now. Because
what we have is 2,700 slaughter plants in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
2,700 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 800 are federally inspected.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what they do is they process beef and pork and chicken. Now, three of the largest processors, which is Smithfield,
yep.
by the way, owned by the Chinese,
yes.
which I wrote about 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Then we have another one called JBS Pork. And then we have Tyson.
Yep.
Now, those facilities have been shuttered because they have apparently been hit, their employees have been hit with a virus.
Yep.
So what we have done is we have sent teams there to treat those people and see if we can't replace those workers real fast so there won't be some kind of a ripple here. But the ripple has already necessarily begun on the front side because these ranchers that have all of the, you know, the pigs and the and,
right.
and so forth, they can't keep caring for the volume that's not in their economic plan.
Right.
The volume of the, you know, animals on the hoof, as it's known,
mm-hmm.
Because they got to get the slaughter. It's done on a time basis, so. They're having to necessarily euthanize. They're euthanizing hogs, chickens.
Yep.
I don't know what they're doing about the cows, but
nothing yet, to my knowledge.
So anyway, we've had 13 plants that have closed, some have reopened, and so forth and so on. But what's going to happen here? It's not in crisis yet. But you've got some out there that are ringing the bell that the supply chain is about to reach a crisis. Now, March was an exceptionally good month because everybody was staying home and they were eating, you know, meat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because these plants have been hit, the meat's still out there, but it's necessarily going to be in the frozen realm and not in the fresh realm. Now, this could have an impact if you've got schools and restaurants. Well, I don't make so much schools, but restaurants, if they start to reopen and we haven't fixed this slaughter problem for delivery, then there could be another hit to the restaurant world. So
right.
I would say Sonny Perdue, the ag secretary, he's got his hands full right now, so we're going to have to, you know, stockpile of frozen stuff. You know, there's going to have to be necessarily a bailout again for these, you know, farmers that are doing the animals on the hoof.
you know,
we're not there yet.
I was just sitting here thinking this might be the upcoming now of the, what do they call it, Beyond Burger, where they get the veggie burgers and all that.
Tofu.
Yeah, this might be where you wind up. You better be careful what you order. You might get something totally different.
They have the label.
Yeah, true. Now, the other thing is Nancy Pelosi and her Democrats are pushing a CARES 2 bill for debate no longer than May 4th, and she wants to get it out there and get it voted on because they're talking about, you ready for it, a guaranteed annual income.
Sounds like Andrew Yang, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. It's just not. It's not going to get past the Senate. But here's the other thing that didn't get any attention. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the federal government has to pay the insurers, health care insurers of the Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's billions. That's mm-hmm. billions. So remember that, you know, Nancy Pelosi's and all the Democrats, Obamacare was going to solve all kinds of things. And as it turns out, all these people were going to sign up for it, and they didn't do it. So they made these commitments through the exchanges and whatnot, these healthcare companies. It didn't happen. They got financially exposed. So the Obama administration started subsidizing them, but didn't subsidize some of them to shut up and go away for a while. But in the meantime, there was this lawsuit. So the Supreme Court, now we don't have billions and billions, do we? We just spent billions and billions.
Trillions.
So, right. And the hits just keep on coming.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about what the president said and finish it up with this. He was talking about Kim Jong-un, and he made the comment, he said he had a very good idea about Kim Jong-un's health, but he could not talk about it.
He probably does.
So, we go back to where we're at. The train sits there, and we still wonder.
Well, it's what's not being said by North Korea that's the key.
Correct.
They're not disputing death, and they're not disputing incapacitated. So
correct.
That's a big thing.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Maybe by then we'll know what happened to Kim, all right? All right. We'll see you then. Take care. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great articles that she writes. Sign up for her daily sit-rep over there, too. I'll be right back with our next Military and Veterans Report.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4200.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump updates the nation on where the numbers stand in terms of coronavirus infections and which states getting a handle on it.
Cases in New York area, New Orleans, Detroit, Boston, and Houston are declining. Denver, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Nashville, Indianapolis, and St. Louis are all stable and declining. All parts of the country are either in good shape, getting better, in all cases getting better.
The president speaking outside in the Rose Garden at the White House.
And we're seeing very little that we're going to look at as a superseding hotspot. Things are moving along. Really a horrible situation that we've been confronted with, but they're moving along.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. And remember, in just 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a career as an aviation maintenance tech, and you will never look back again because you will have the job of a lifetime. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy knows that more and more young people coming out of high school are not headed straight off to college because they have gone through a technical school, a vocational school, where they've learned a trade. And in most cases, what they haven't been told is when they come out, because some of those trades are going to be union, they're going to wind up as an apprentice at the bottom of the ladder and stay there for a while. So the kind of money they thought they were going to make is not what they're going to make right off the bat. As a matter of fact, we call them 80 percenters in the union because they're going to get 80% of whatever the bottom level scale happens to be. Now, that being said, if you want an opportunity to start out as top dog with the same opportunity that everybody else has out there to make as much money as you can humanly make based on your God-given ability and talent, then I want you to listen up. Check out the National Aviation Academy by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. While you're there, look and see what it is that you'll wind up being as an aviation maintenance tech and what it can mean to you. You can make about $60,000 a year to start on a regular 40-hour work week. But if you work extra overtime or if you get the luck of the draw and you wind up going to work overseas for a military contractor or maybe a foreign airline, you can certainly get a lot more money than that right off the bat and be very well paid for the duration of your career as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide open for you. Now, some updated information on the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, which is in Guam, in port. The total number of COVID positive cases on board the ship have jumped to 955. That's total since this all started, 4,800-man crew on board. That's about 25% of the vessel, just about 25% of the vessel has been infected, including the ship's captain. Now, the captain of the vessel, Brent Crozier, apparently the chief of naval operations, wants to reinstate him. But they have to wait until they finish the investigation that's going on right now about the COVID-19 epidemic that broke out on the ship. They're trying to figure out where it started and was, in fact, Vietnam one of the ports of calls where it came from, or did it come from somewhere else? And once they get that established, then they'll go from there. Now, 7-unit rotations to Afghanistan, Iran, and Europe have been announced with 7 brigades. Deployment scheduled in late spring and summer. The Army will be moving some troops around, again, from the 82nd and 101st Airborne units, as well as others. And the best easy-to-find material for a homemade face covering to protect against coronavirus transmission is 4-ply microfiber cloth, according to the Army researchers at the Services Combat Capabilities Development Command. So if you want to make a mask, get yourself some 4-ply microfiber cloth. According to the Army, that's the best material to use. Now, the Army recently awarded $100,000 in prizes to 2 firms for designing emergency ventilators to assist with the response of the COVID-19 epidemic. Congratulations to those companies. I didn't have this press release, doesn't have the names of the companies. It just says they awarded money to them. And the U.S. Army's top official said yesterday that the service is finalizing a plan to allow combat units to resume training in large formations, a key to readiness that's been all but halted by the COVID-19 epidemic. Also, remember those paratroopers who rapidly deployed to the Middle East from the 82nd Airborne? Well, they're finally coming home. They finally have figured out a way to get them back here to the United States after moving them out of harm's way and seeing to it that their unit has been kept intact and there's been no extra cases of COVID-19. By the way, the Naval Destroyer Kid, we're finding out that the Navy reports the number of sailors on board the guided missile destroyer Kid confirmed to be infected with the COVID-19 virus has nearly doubled, rising from 18 to 33 right now. And the congressional legislation that authorizes the Navy to occupy most of the land in Nevada is set to expire in 2021. And right now, the Indians out there are fighting with the Navy over that bombing range as to who's got the authority to have the property. We'll see how that goes. Now, the Navy has added nearly 2 dozen job categories for which sailors are eligible for sea duty bonus pay, an explanation done to ensure operations that will continue during this COVID-19 epidemic. And even before President Donald Trump's vow to shoot down Iranian speedboats if they harassed American ships in international waters was issued, the U.S. Navy was bolstering the ability to call in their AC-130 gunships and Apache attack helicopters to defend its presence in the Persian Gulf. Now, they do have both in the region, and both are on standby 24/7 in the event those fast boats come after one of our vessels. Also, after ending its 16 years permanent bomber presence in Guam, the U.S. Air Force this week flew a B-1B Lancer into the Pacific as part of its new unpredictable deployment experiment to test the crew's agility when sending heavy aircraft forces around the world. You'll be hearing more about that, I'm sure. By the way, the Air Force plans a May start on $218 million worth of conversion of the Nuke Sniffer planes for the Offutt Air Force Base fleet. They've got the 55th Wing Jets that are there, and they're putting the nuclear sniffer planes there as well. Now, after a brief pause, Parris Island is once again taking Marine recruits with some modifications to the grueling 13-week boot camp. So the Marines are open and training again at Parris Island, South Carolina. Now, the latest National Guard COVID-19 update is 43,700 troops have been mobilized, with 82% of them in the Title 32 orders, which is the state of emergency declared by the president. Top Democrats, by the way, Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Bernie Thompson, Democrat of Mississippi, are urging the acting Inspector General of the Department of Defense to launch a review into a contract awarded by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for constructing part of President Trump's border wall. They're trying to stop the wall construction that's being done right now. Figures, right? Figures. Well, there comes the music in my ear, so that means right around the corner at this time of the morning, guess who we got? Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming up. And I'm sure he's going to love all the different conversations going on about the finances and all this stuff that's coming. So I'll be right back with him on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is something that I took a couple of years ago for about 4 or 5 months before my doctor loaded me up on a bunch of vitamins. But when I had the opportunity to start taking this again, and I talked to the doctor about it, he said, well, you know, in this age of immunities, it's a great idea because you can't have too much immunity build up with everything that's going on. And that's exactly what happens when you take the Balance of Nature, because you get the fruits and the veggies, and that's what I'm taking. You get the fruit capsules every day. You get the veggie capsules every day. Now listen to this. Aloe vera, apple, banana, blueberry, cherry, cranberry, grape, grapefruit, lemon, mango, orange, papaya, pineapple, raspberry, strawberry, and tomato is all in the fruit capsules. Pretty good stuff, right? For people that don't get enough fruits every day. And over in the vegetable side, you got broccoli, cabbage, carrot, cauliflower, cayenne pepper, celery stalk, garlic, kale, onion, the shiitake mushroom, the soybean, spinach, wheatgrass, yam, and zucchini. And that's all on the vegetable side. So you mix that all together, you take two of each, and boom, away you go. Real food, real science, real nutrition. To find out more, and to find out what I'm finding out, because it's definitely making me feel good, balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com, the website. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 646-8751. Balance of Nature. Tell them your captain sent you because they're going to ask you how you heard about it. So tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch right here on your favorite radio station. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
Morning.
I'll tell you what. The situation that's going on with these food processing plants is just mind-boggling. I realize Tyson's got a couple of plants that are down because of the COVID-19. They're trying to clean them up and get the people back healthy again. I realize that. There's a company called JBS Purveyors that's also involved here. And then, of course, you've got Smithfield, which is a Chinese-owned company, and their big main plant in Virginia is being cleaned up because of the COVID-19. It was over there. A lot of animals are going to have to be euthanized.
That's a sin. It really is no other way to describe it. I find it hard to believe that you cannot get these plants cleaned up. It doesn't take that long to get these plants cleaned up. It really doesn't, especially with the technology we have today with the foggers and the various different things. You bring in other workers to get this work done. As a nation, I mean, we're going to be slaughtering countless animals. You're talking your hogs, we're talking chickens. It's a sin. I mean, how do we do this? And now we're going to have shortages around the country.
They're creating shortages,
right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, this is just a disaster. Where is Purdue on this? Where is the Secretary of Agriculture? Where is the FDA on this to come up with some sort of solution? We can't have this in a country like ours, and yet we have. It's pretty pathetic, if you ask me.
Yeah, you're right. And I am talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, the other thing is the NIH is investigating how the U.S., through their organization, gave $3.7 million to the Chinese lab in Wuhan, China, which is embroiled in the COVID-19 controversy. I think we'd all like to know that one.
Again, it's when you have a budget as big as ours and hands out everywhere, and so you just come to your favorite politician, and we just throw money at everything. Let me tell you, there's a great article today in the Wall Street Journal talking about the devastation that this has caused. There was a pretty, I think, unfair question that was asked the president yesterday at the press briefing, saying, should basically we're going to lose more people in 6 weeks than we did during the Vietnam War, and do you think you should be elected? But, the future of, utilizing this type of viral technology as a bioweapon is real. And, we're going to really have to look to protect ourselves from things like this in the future. And we're, again, the Chinese are supposedly our friends. We spend almost $800 billion a year on defense. And we put our supply chains over there. We're educating their kids in science and technology, and we're giving their virus labs all of this money. Matt, we're not very smart, are we?
No, not when it comes to that. Now, talk about not being very smart. How about the World Health Organization, who a couple of days ago said, well, there's no such thing as antibodies help to stop the COVID-19, that it's not going to work. And then all of a sudden yesterday, boom, a complete 360. They flipped on the antibody, saying that it does aid the immunity of COVID-19.
Yeah, I mean, how could it not? People keep getting it again and again and again and again and again. It didn't make any sense from the get-go. So, people would constantly be getting it if that was the case. So, it's a good sign, and hopefully we get to that point in time where we get that herd immunity here in our society, and we're going to know more.
Well, you're not going to get the herd immunity in New York State because Governor Cuomo yesterday locked down the whole state, with a few exceptions.
Well, yeah, we're still, not opening up the way that we should.
Neither's New Jersey.
New York City, 25% is estimated have already gotten it. So, yep. I mean, I don't know what the point is. I don't understand the logic behind a lot of things. My sister-in-law tried to take her daughter down in Florida to Manasota Beach yesterday, and the beach was open, but the parking lot down there in Charlotte County was closed. Showed that on Fox yesterday. She has to keep people walking the beach. They can't park there.
That's right.
But you can swim, but you can't bring a towel.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And you can't lay out on the beach either.
Just ridiculous. Now,
just to let you know that you're not alone, and I feel your pain, the folks in San Francisco were told they had to shelter in place through the end of May.
Yeah, and they're you know, psychotic over there with government. They love government control. I'm not one that, you know, believes in all of this authority telling us what to do, but, you know, they want to continue to be holed up in their homes. I mean, God bless them. I'd be like, I'm out. I can't deal with it.
By the way, we're hearing from Grand Island, Nebraska. Our friend Al there said that the meat plant, JBS in Grand Island, has a huge outbreak of COVID cases. So that's why they
shut it down and you get those workers out there, but you bring new workers in. You clean the plant and you bring new workers in and you make sure that you can do some testing of people who get in there and you separate them. I mean, we can't allow our food supply chain to be thwarted by something like this. Can't happen.
All right, well, we talked about this yesterday, and we're going to bring it up again, but this time we got the Fed chiming in. The Federal Reserve is talking about expanding lending to more cities and counties, and Senator Mitch McConnell said that he could foresee further aid to the states and cities. At the same time that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are preparing for a CARES 2 bill, they want done by May the 4th.
The CARES 1 bill was a disaster. And most people didn't get that. The businesses got that $10,000 advance. The first CARES bill is hurting businesses because it's now paying people more on unemployment than they are when they were employed. So that hasn't been very good. That hasn't worked out well. Now, Pelosi's trying to push some sort of national
guaranteed income
nonsense, and you know, we continue to print money like it's going out of style. Pretty crazy if you ask me.
Well, AOC wanted $2,000 a month for everybody,
and there's a couple other politicians that are pushing that $2,000 a month for everybody nonsense again. You know, everybody with their hand out sitting around watching TV and Netflix and Hulu and all that stuff. Come on, people. We're Americans, for crying out loud. But let's all get up off our couch and get a life. How's that sound?
Yeah. Now, when you were a college student, would you ever have thought about suing your college because they disrupted your quality of life and your quality of education and experience of the student life amidst the coronavirus pandemic? Would you have ever sued your college?
No, I would never even... crossed my mind.
Well, now they've got several lawsuits going by students and student organizations at several of the leading colleges and universities across the country right now as we speak.
Hey, well, listen, if they, you know, they feel that the, you know, their education wasn't what they wanted, what they signed up for, and these schools are charging some of them, you know, upwards of $70,000 a year. I understand. Hey, can I get a refund here? I didn't get to sit in class. I didn't get to participate in the college life. Should I have to pay?
Wow.
I understand it to some degree. I mean, you got to pay all of this money.
Wow.
You know.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll still be talking about some of this stuff. So stay out of trouble and don't go anywhere. The governor said you can't go anywhere.
I'm leaving. I'm out.
All right. Chris Mark. I'll see the White Sox on Wall Street. Just tell him he can't go anywhere. I know him. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.